Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Gwendolyn?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. I'm here to help you. My understanding is that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have not.
Okay. And then have you used Depo Provera for at least 1 year and had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And were you later diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's unfortunate. And that's the reason for our call, Gwendolyn. Okay. Before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or sign documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. And you are an adult over the age of 18, so you could file a claim on your own behalf with the assistance of a law firm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you are both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. Gwendolyn, can you provide me an approximate date of your diagnosis?
Yes, it was July the 19th.
Okay. And what year did this happen?
2020.
In 2020, during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, yes.
Oh, that's
so super scary.
Yes, of course. Just the pandemic alone and then being provided news about your health, adverse news about your health, that's unfortunate. I can only imagine how difficult that time had been. Well, I'd like to help you get justice if it's possible. Could you next provide me your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 3/31/1967.
Okay. 3/31/1961. Is that 1967? I'm sorry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm going to do a quick calculation here. So 2020. Subtract that by 1967, and you were 53 years of age at the time of your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right, and then by chance, do you happen to know any other person that has had the Depo injections and also was diagnosed with a meningioma?
I don't, actually.
Okay, that's all right.
And I try to keep my stuff personal and private.
No, I understand. I do. Towards the end of our call, if you meet that criteria, I will have you sign an agreement between you and a law firm that allows the firm to represent you. Then I'll also have you sign an authorization to request medical records or release medical records to the law firm. That's if you meet the criteria. And also towards the end of our call, provide you my personal contact information or my business contact information, I should say, so that if you do meet someone that meets this criteria, you can have that person call me or if they have questions.
Okay.
All right. And now about Depo Provera usage, did you happen to consume or use the brand name, the box that said Depo Provera on it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then you already answered this question. You did, in fact, use Depo Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis, and you also had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. And was that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Gwendolyn, what I'd like to do is get approximate dates that you started Depo Provera and when you stopped injections. So could you provide me the approximate dates that you started?
Yes, I started in March.
Okay.
And I know because my birthday is in March and I always try to do, you know, my physicals and all that good stuff at that time.
Good memory association.
And then that was around 2016.
Okay.
And I stopped in July of 2020.
Understandably, because of the diagnosis. You're like, okay, all right. So I suspect you probably wouldn't remember the exact day in March of 2016. So can I select March 1st of 2016 as an approximate date?
I would say more toward the end.
Okay.
I would say more toward the end because it was probably just before my birthday.
Okay. And when?
So mid to end my birthday is March 31st.
Can I say like maybe 7 days before the end of March? So maybe the 24th, March 24th?
I would say yes.
Okay, perfect. 2016. Okay, so approximate start date, March 24th, 2016. And then can we use the date that you were diagnosed, July 19th, as the date that you stopped approximately using Depo-Provera?
It was a little bit before that, but you can use that date. That's fine because we're just doing approximate, so that's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. And that so these dates answer my next question is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? And based on your usage dates, the answer is yes, you did. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do know that the harm that was caused from the Depo-Provera injections would have been your diagnosis of meningioma. And now I can ask you questions about yourself. And this is if you meet the criteria to help us prepare that agreement between you and the law firm. Your gender is female. Is that right?
As long as I know.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Glenda. And then what about your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay, thank you. And then I would confirm the spelling of your name. Is it G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N? Is that how you spell it legally?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And what is your middle initial, if you have
D
one?
D.
D as in Denise?
D as in Denise, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then for the last name, is it Shelton? That's spelled S-H-E-L-T-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And I'm assuming you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
I'm a girl.
Okay, thank you. And then, as I mentioned to you, towards the end of the call, our last step will be signing the legal agreement as well as an authorization to release medical records. I do need to gather your Social Security number for that form that allows for the law firm to request medical records. Could you please provide me your social?
Yes, it's 571-134055.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I have 571-134055.
Correct.
Okay, great. And then the forms that you would be signing towards the end of our call, I will send you copies to your email address. I do have an email that was sent over. Is it GWENBT as in Tom? And it looks like it's an L as in Larry. The number 4, the number 1 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yes. Great. Also, I have this phone number that appears on our call ID. That phone number is area code 678-358-4441. Does that number belong to you, and is that your smartphone?
It is.
Okay, very good. And then it may appear that we're all finished getting signed up, conducting this interview, signing the legal agreement along with the request for medical records. But there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. They quickly would like to verify, number one, that you have had Depo injections in the past and that you were later dealt a meningioma. And then the third and final thing they want to confirm is that it's okay that you're both aware that they're going to be submitting that request for medical records. That's called a case verification call. What is the best time that you can be reached for that call? Would that be morning, afternoon, and evening?
I would say morning.
Mornings, okay. So be on the lookout for that call. And I should add that the call generally occurs within 24 to 48 hours of our call. So sometime between now and, say, Thursday, you should receive that call. If you don't hear from the firm by Friday, let me know. As I said, I will share with you my contact information. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Gwendolyn. And then now, can I get your residence, please, your address?
Yes, my address is 1222, so 1222.
Okay.
Lodge Haven, which is two words, and Lodge is L-O-C-H.
Okay.
Lodge Haven Drive, Southeast,
okay.
Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
I got it. Okay, let me confirm that I have it. By the way, before I do so, is that a house and not an apartment?
It's an apartment, but the address is the apartment.
Okay, perfect.
Number.
The 1222 is the apartment or unit number. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me confirm that I have the address correct. I have 1222 Lock Haven Drive Southeast. That's in Conyers, Georgia, 30013, and that's in Rockdale County. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Gwendolyn. All right. Now, the next set of questions are designed to help point the law firm in the right direction to request medical records. So I'm going to start with asking you, do you recall the name of the doctor that unfortunately gave you the news in July of 2020 that there was a meningioma detected?
Yes. That was Dr. Her name is Melissa Parks.
Okay.
I have to make sure I get the P's correct because it's
okay. And,
the hospital.
And that was that actually leads to my next question. When you received that diagnosis, was that in a hospital setting or was it more in a clinical setting? For example, in her doctor's office or was that at the hospital?
It was at the hospital, actually.
Okay. And what was the name of the hospital that Dr. Parks, Melissa Parks, is at?
It was People's Cancer Institute Hospital.
Okay. People's Cancer Institute. Is that in Dalton, Georgia?
It is.
Okay, great. And so I think I have Dr. Melissa Parks at People's Cancer Dalton. I'm quickly searching. Okay, I do. I believe I found a... I did find a a Melissa Parks, MSN. Let me see if... Bear with me here, I'm sorry.
I know she's a neurologist. I call all doctors doctors, but...
No, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, let me try doing this. Can I confirm, is Melissa spelled M-E-L-I-S-S-A?
Yes.
Okay. And is her last name P-A-R-K-S?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. That's probably why I got
it.
Oh,
wait a minute. Yes. Her last name. Yes.
P-A-R-K-S. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Melissa is, you said one L, right?
Yes, one L, correct. Mm-hmm. I do have a Melissa Parks as a nurse practitioner, though, but not a neurologist.
She's a neurologist. And a nurse practitioner, I don't know. I just know I say doctor.
Well, let me ask you this. She's out of Dalton, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a Melissa Parks, advanced practice provider at Hamilton Physician Group. Then I do have, same doctor. She comes up as a nurse practitioner at Hamilton Physician Group in Neurology in Dalton, Georgia. Would that be the same person?
I would say yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. Let me just put Melissa Parks, MSN, nurse practitioner. You know, I believe that she reports under to the actual neurologist, but we'll get the actual records from either the facility or from the doctor's office. But I could be entirely wrong too. But she is affiliated. Where you got the diagnosis was from Melissa Parks at People's Cancer Institute, and is that located at 1215 Memorial Drive in Dalton, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Gwendolyn. Bear with me here. I'm going to be entering this information in.
Okay.
And the address, 1215 Memorial Drive. And that's Dalton, Georgia, 30720. And then I have a phone number for People's Cancer Institute, that number being area code 844 724-4673. And did you have a prior, did you have a cancer diagnosis before this meningioma diagnosis?
I have not.
Okay, good, good, okay. Unfortunately, this is the first time you ever had a severe, a serious health diagnosis. All right.
Yeah.
Now, the next question is, do you recall that, was the doctor, was it a different doctor that actually rendered treatment once you were diagnosed with meningioma? In other words, was it a different doctor that treated you, or did Dr. Parks or Melissa Parks also oversee your treatment for meningioma?
I want to say it was her. Now, my initial doctor is my family doctor, which
okay.
is which is Dr. Michael Manning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my family doctor who
yeah.
actually gave me so.
He probably referred you to the neurologist.
Exactly.
Okay, got
mm-hmm.
it. Okay. All right, bear with me here. Bear with me here. I'm sorry for the silence. I'm just searching something real quick.
You're fine.
Okay. And then, so just to confirm, the doctor that diagnosed you is also the same doctor that oversaw your treatment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And was it the facility the same where you got treated
yes.
at, also People's Cancer Institute? Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very common, by the way. I should let you know that it is common that the doctor that diagnosed
yes.
you is also the same doctor that generally oversees the treatment plan. All right. Now, the next set of questions are intended to help us understand where, if you know, if you recall, who provided the original depot prescription. Do you recall the name of that doctor?
The initial one was Dr. Manning, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what you were trying to say. I'm sorry, I wasn't
mm-hmm.
ready for that. So Dr. Manning, he was the doctor, your family doctor, and he was the person that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Correct.
Okay, and is Dr. Manning, what is his first name?
Michael.
Dr. Michael Manning, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found him. It looks like he may be. He's also affiliated with an allergy and asthma clinic. Is that right?
I'm not sure. Probably though, because my daughter goes there and she has severe allergies.
You know what? Well, actually, I'm so sorry. Bear with me. I made a mistake here. I actually found him. I believe I found him. Bear with me here.
Okay. I know it's on Exchange Place.
His address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And pardon the silence. I'm actually just searching.
Okay, that's fine. While you're doing that, can I check on my grandson?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And by the way, I did find Dr. Manning. And yes, he's a
okay.
family practitioner. He's on 2215 okay. Exchange Place, Southeast, Suite B in Conyers, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to peek in on my grandbaby, and I'll be right back.
Very good. I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be here.
John?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. What I'm doing now is I'm actually just gathering his address and his phone number.
Okay.
And
okay.
And I have a phone number for him at area code 844-863-3504. Looks like his office is Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday is 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, bear with me here.
Okay.
How's the grandkids doing? They're okay?
They're okay, yes. He ran in to go get his shower. So.
Okay, very good. All right, now... now, so just to confirm, to summarize what we just discussed, is the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera would have been Dr. Michael J. Manning, MD, and his address is 2215 Exchange Place, Southeast, Suite B, Conyers, Georgia, 30013, and his phone number is 844-863-3504. Now, Gwendolyn, when you were prescribed Depo-Provera, did you take the prescription and go to like a pharmacy near you to fill the prescription, and did you self-administer the injections, or did you receive injections on site at Dr. Manning's office?
I did my prescription, and I administered them myself.
Okay.
From Walgreens.
Okay. And that was my next question. So you went to Walgreens, and where was that Walgreens located?
It's near my house. Let me see.
It's and you're in.
I'm in Conyers.
That's right.
It's the one that's on 138, because there's like two of them over here.
Okay.
But it's the one on Highway 138 in Conyers. I don't know the number address.
I found it actually, Walgreens, and it's 1738 Highway 138 Southeast, Conyers, Georgia, zip code 30013.
That sounds correct. Okay.
Good. Give me one second.
I don't know the other one might. It's close, but it's not. It probably has a different zip code.
That's all right. Okay. And I've got the phone number for this pharmacy at 770-483-5644. Okay. And I'll just – let me see if I can – pardon the silence. Yeah, it looks like it's on the – cross street of like Mellow Mushroom Conyers and 138.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just to summarize this last set of questions, the prescribing doctor was Dr. Michael J. Manning, MD, and then the address of this facility where he confirmed and his phone number, and where you were prescribed, where you filled the prescription would have been Walgreens near your neighborhood at 1783 Highway 138 Southeast, Conyers, Georgia, and then the phone number 770-483-5644. Thank you so much, Gwendolyn. Okay. All right. Do you happen to have in your possession any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis of meningioma?
I do not. I'm actually visiting my grandchildren.
Okay. That's all right. But are you aware the firm could get records from People's Cancer Institute or from Melissa Parks?
Yes, you should be able to.
Very good. All right. And I'm assuming they would be able to provide these documents or these records either by mail or electronically, meaning fax or email. Okay, great. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is to ensure that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I can list my son.
Okay.
DeAndre Carter.
Okay, and does he live with you?
He, you know what, he's in transition, so he may be moving back in with me, but currently no.
Okay, all right, I'll put does not live. Do you happen to know his address by any chance?
I just know he lives in Decatur, Georgia.
That's fine. Okay. And then you said it's your son and his name is DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spelled
mm-hmm.
D E and then a capital A N D R E?
You know what? Take the E out and you got it just right.
Okay.
It's D capital The apostrophe and then capital A-N-D-R-E.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just repeat that. It's D apostrophe, capital A-N-D-R-E.
Mm-hmm. And
Okay.
His last name is Carter.
And that's spelled C-A-R-T-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then his phone number, please.
678-648-0944.
Okay. And again, that's DeAndre Carter, 678-648-0944. And his relationship to his son. Do you happen to know his email address by any chance?
Oh. Do I know DeAndre's email address? I don't.
It's okay.
I don't.
And you're not certain of his exact residence, his address, but you know it's in Decatur, Georgia?
It's Decatur, Georgia for sure, but no, I'm not. I don't remember.
Okay.
I know how to drive to it.
Got it. Okay. You've been there. You could get there if you had to drive there, but just don't know the number. And actually, I can relate to that. I can relate to that with my own family members. I know how to get there. I just don't know exactly their physical address. Okay. So, Gwendolyn, I thank you for letting me help you get signed up here, and you do meet the criteria. The last step for you and I will be the signing of the legal agreement that authorizes the firm to represent you on a contingency basis. What that means is that they will take your case, and they don't get paid unless they're successful in recovering damages for you. In the unforeseen event that they're not successful, you would not owe them a dime, not a penny, okay? They're only paid if they're successful. And if they are, you get 60% of the amount of compensation for damages, and the law firm gets 40%, which is standard for any personal injury lawsuit or any mass tort lawsuit. So it's very common. Even though it may seem like you're done, don't forget the case verification call that'll occur sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours. So what you can expect is in a few seconds, I'll be sending you a text message, and that will include a link for the forms to sign, the legal agreement and the authorization to release medical records. Now, before I send it, I do want to confirm our responses to make sure that they are correct. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You didn't get an attorney, and you're willing to affirm you have not, and nor have you signed documents. You're an adult over 18. You're able to file a claim on your own with the help of the law firm. You are both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year. The date of your diagnosis, approximately July 19th, 2020, during the pandemic. Your date of birth is March 31st, 1967. You did consume the brand name Depo-Provera, and that was for at least 1 year before your diagnosis, and you did receive at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. And you were diagnosed, or you did use the Depo-Provera period, Depo-Provera during the qualifying period time, which was after January 1992 through present date. We provided an approximate date of starting the Depo injections as March 24th, 2016, and we stopped approximately July 19th, 2020. We used the diagnosis date as the date that stopped, although it could have been earlier, but that's okay. It's approximate dates. The injury was meningioma. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name as well as your last name. We've confirmed your social, your email address, and your phone number, as well as your residence. We've captured the name of the person, the nurse practitioner or doctor, we're not sure. But we definitely got that it was diagnosed at People's Cancer Institute at Memorial Drive, and that's also where you received treatment. And we've captured the information about the prescribing doctor, as well as his contact information. Everything looks good. And so in a few seconds, I'll be sending you that link. Have you ever done DocuSign electronically on your phone before?
I have.
Oh, good, good. So this will go by smoothly. Bear with me here. When you do get that link, you're going to want to click on it. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. And then the continue buttons will show you where to sign or initial on each page. And then when you hit the finish button, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bear with me here. And at any moment now, you should be receiving a text message with that link. And if you could kindly let me know that you have, that would be great.
Okay. I just received it.
You did? Okay. As I mentioned, you want to click on that link, agree to SMS messages, then agree to electronic records and signatures. And I will stop talking and let you do your thing. So you don't be, I'm not a distraction, but I'm on standby if you have any questions.
Okay.
When you hit finish, do let me know, because that'll be a cue for me to do one last thing on my end, okay?
Okay. I agree. Okay, and all of this information is the information we just went over, correct?
Yes, correct, absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Okay, it says you're done signing.
Okay, very good. And bear with me here. I'm going to send you now a text message, because I'd like you to remember, recall, I would like to be able to have a record of who you spoke to, who was the person, the case intake specialist that got you signed up to receive a settlement from this lawsuit. So you'll have that on a record. It'll also serve as a reminder of the case verification call between you and the firm. By the way, the firm that has is interested in taking your case is Pulaski Kirker. Once you complete that case verification call, that's when we'll know for certain that they'll agree to take the case, because then they'll submit that request for medical records. They're a very reputable law firm, a national firm, very experienced in litigating against billion-dollar corporations, so you're really in good hands.
Gwendolyn, can you spell their name?
I'm going to text it to you. I'll even do better for you, so you don't have to write it down. It'll save you the trouble of writing it. I'm going to text it to you, and bear with me here just a second, okay?
Okay. And then I'll get a copy of all of the docs.
Correct, yes. These docs were actually sent to your email.
Gotcha, thank you.
Sent to your email. You're very welcome.
The signed ones, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
While I'm preparing this text, you can actually check to make sure they're there at your email. If you have access to it, I don't know. And I'm also providing you the phone number to the law firm. So if you don't hear from them, say by today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you don't hear from them by Thursday, you can either call me on Friday or call the firm on Friday, because I'm going to provide you their direct phone number. Okay. I should add that the law firm has a partnering management agency, a contact agency. It's called A4D. So you may get a call from A4D, but keep in mind the actual law firm is Pulaski Kirker. All right.
Okay.
And now I did send you that text, so you should receive it in a minute or two.
Okay.
Did you get it?
I'm anal. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Hi, Gwendolyn. This is John Mayer. Okay. And then I don't know why I thought Maller.
It's okay. It's John Maurer. It's actually pronounced Maurer. Kind of like
Maurer. Okay.
Yeah. Maurer or power. Rhymes with power. So
right.
I'm in Irvine, California. Our firm is in Irvine, California.
I'm down the street right now.
Are you? Oh, okay. Whereabouts are you?
I'm visiting my grandchildren in San Diego.
Oh, yes. You're south of us, indeed. I'm actually by John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, in Irvine.
In Orange County. Okay. I know exactly kind of where that is.
Very good. The
I thought I was going to go to school down there.
Were you? Oh, okay. The grandkids must be so happy to have grandma in town.
They are. They are. That's why I went in there to check on my grandson, because he just came in from basketball practice.
Oh, geez. My family plays basketball. Kids, my nieces and nephews play. My nephews play basketball as well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn, I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this lawsuit. I am sorry that these are unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together in the first place. Unknowingly,
yeah,
you're getting these injections and didn't realize at the time that there was a link between those injections and meningiomas. And that's the whole basis of this lawsuit, is that there's negligence on behalf of the makers of Depo-Provera for failing to warn you as a consumer of what the risks are.
Yeah.
And had you known those risks, perhaps you could have talked to Dr. Manning and said, what other medicines are available? Because there are.
What else is there? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you're in good hands. The law firm is very experienced at these cases. They do take some time, so be patient. But they will help you get compensation for damages. That would include past and future medical bills, as well as pain and suffering. Okay.
Okay.
And any loss of income.
I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you, and I'm sorry that these circumstances brought us together. But I am pleased that you let me help you, and I'm pleased that you're about to get great legal service. If you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good evening and a good rest of the week, and so you can have great spend some quality time with your grandkids.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. One of the less painful things.
Yes, indeed. It's always nice to be with kids,
true.
With family.
Yeah.
So, don't forget to be on the lookout for that call from
Paul Kirker
or A4D. That should happen between now and, say, Thursday, okay?
Thursday. Okay. I'll be on the lookout for it.
Great. And good night to you, okay?
Thank you. Good night.
Take care. Bye.